You may be seated. What a tremendous time and an assurance that Yahweh has given unto Israel in the hour that we're living. And that is the certainty of His word is truth. That is to reveal unto us by the revelation of Yahshua the Lamb. We have no power nor understanding of His emats, His truth, unless the witness of Yahshua dwells in us. And the Ruach of Yah will witness of the mighty power and the words that Yahshua spoke unto Israel. And without that witness, we have no assurance of the mighty power and the saving, mighty deliverance of Almighty Yahweh. Even though that we are His people, we have fallen short in many areas. We have omitted many things that He has commanded unto us. But it's one thing about the most powerful characteristic of Almighty Yah, this is power of compassion unto Israel. We have fallen into sin. We have rejected His Torah. And we have begun to pursue our own paths and our own ways that have led to death and destruction. But it's one thing that Yah cannot do. He cannot go back on the covenant that He established with the forefathers, Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, for His word is sure. And we have that even in the midst of great tribulations and trials. We can have great confidence in what Yah has spoken unto Israel. And I want to speak to us tonight on the strength of His great compassion. But I want to show us our state before I began to do that. It says in Deuteronomy, I want to begin in Deuteronomy, and in the 29th chapter of Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy 29 and 26. As Yah brought Israel out of the great bondage of Mizraim under the heavy yoke of sin, and He has brought us out of this metaphoric Mizraim, Egypt, because we were bound to sin and darkness. And He has brought us out to sit us in a wide place, that we may see the breadth and the depth of His power that is revealed unto Israel in Yahshua. And He said in verse 26, He says, Scripture says, for they went and they served gods, all kinds of deities, all kinds of traditions, and all kinds of religious doctrines. We have all been a part of that. We have served gods. We have served deities. And Yah says, and we have worshipped them. Gods, deities, whom we did not even know, and whom He had not given unto us. He has not given us false titles and descriptions of whom He is. He has given us the living Torah, the living truth, Yahshua. As Scripture says, and the anger, the wrath, the indignation of Yahweh was kindled against this land, to bring upon it all the curses that are written in the scroll, in the Torah. And Yah rooted them out of their land in anger, and in wrath, and in great indignation, and cast them into another land as it is to this day. For Yahweh rooted Israel out of their birthright land, and He scattered them throughout the four corners of the world, even as it is unto this day. Israel is scattered abroad. It was Yahweh that ripped them out of the land. And the reason that He separated them from the land is because they began to inquire of strange doctrines and all kinds of religious practices. And among us there has been all kinds of strange doctrines. We have practiced all forms of religious worship, and it has not produced the essence and the power of Almighty Yahweh. And that is that the Torah is alive, and the Ruach, or the Spirit of the Torah, it brings life unto Israel. What is that life? Well, it is a great pleasure to serve Yah. We take great delight and what he commands us, and to know that he has commanded us and instructed us in a detailed way to walk, then we take great strength of encouragement in that. He said, Israel, you have sinned. You have gone after strange forms of worship. And I have separated you from the power of the commonwealth of Israel. I've separated you from the strength of Torah. I removed it away from you because of your sins. And I've allowed the curse to come upon Israel. He says in verse 29, the secret things belongs unto Yah our Abba. And there is where the secret things belong to. But those things which are revealed belong unto us. Has he not revealed Yeshua unto us? Has he not revealed the living power of his truth unto us? And the reason he did that, I want to emphasize one of the most profound traits of Yah, that is his compassion toward Israel. We are not worthy of what he has done for us, but because of his oath and his covenant, the Brit with Abraham, he cannot go back on his words. He cannot turn back. And he wants to emphasize that to us. We have gone astray. We have walked after strange spirits that have caused us to question Yah, caused our minds to be alienated from him. And yet Yahweh says, I have revealed unto you those secret things of my bosom that you may know, because the secret things belong unto Yahweh. And he has revealed them unto us. They belong unto us and to our children forever. For what reason? That we may do all the words of the Torah of this Torah that Yah has spoken unto Israel. That we may obey the Torah of Yah. That we may take great delight that Yah speaks unto us. He has given us a direction, a path, and he has established that by the death of Yeshua HaMashiach. He has revealed unto us the very intricates of his word. He has opened our minds to understand the very details of his truth. He has not hidden anything from us, brothers and sisters. He has revealed that unto us, and there's a reason why he has done that. We have fallen. We have felt the expectations of Yah, but he has not changed his compassion toward Israel. We have gone astray after our own presumption, but he has not turned his love away from Israel. That is the strength of our assurance, because he has not. And I will show us with insight in the Torah and the renewed covenant that he has not changed one iota at all. I want to begin here in Devarim, Deuteronomy 30. Now I read that in the 20th night chapter to show us our condition. And yet Yah says he has ripped us, he has separated us out of the land of plenteousness, whereby the milk and the honey flows, whereby the bread or the substance of life was there. And we know that in Mizraim, in Egypt, in this secular world, it draws from one's inward parts. It destroys every element of truth. And that's why we must be close unto him. He says here in Deuteronomy 30 verse 1, he said, and it shall come to pass when all these things are come upon you, when all the curses, when all my anger and my indignation is vented upon you, and the blessings and the curse. He said, not only the blessing, but the curse. Well, what is the blessing of Yah? His word can never be altered. We have that to rest assured in. We know that we have failed. We know that our strength has abated us. But yet what he has said to us, the blessing shall come, and also the curse. And the reason the curse comes is because when we disobey him, we walk astray contrary to what he commands us. When we go and seek other interventions that will alleviate the thing that Yah has charted our path for us to walk in. The trial is from Yahweh. the burden of affliction, it is from Yah. He wants you to realize that and Todah and thank Him. It is to bring about the perfect strength of His Torah that He has written in you. We should not be ashamed or feel as though that we are abandoned because of that. He said, the blessing and the curse which I have set before you, and you shall call them to mind among the nations where Yahweh your Abba has driven you. He has driven Israel into the four corners of the world. Israel is in every nation under the sun. And it came because of our rebelliousness and our sins against Yahweh. But the fervor of His compassion has not been lost at all toward Israel. Verse 2, He said, and shall return to Yahweh your Abba. He said, and you shall obey His voice according to all that I command you this day. You and your children with all of your love and with all of your soul, your being. For what reason? That then Yahweh your Abba will turn your captivity. We obey Yahweh, He turns our captivity. He breaks the shackles of our captivity. Whatever thing holds you under bondage, Yah will break the captivity of that power over you. When we began to turn back unto Him, obey all that He commands us, brothers and sisters. And you do it from your love. You do it with a sincere motive. Your desire is pure. Your purpose to please Him, that it is sincere. And have, He said, then Yahweh your Abba will turn your captivity, and He shall have raham. He will have compassion upon you, and will return and gather you from all nations where Yahweh your Abba has scattered you. Do you all hear that? Israel has been scattered. And they're not going to be brought back to the place that Yah intends for them to be, not by some secular group or by some religious practice. It's going to be when we turn our hearts back unto Yahweh to obey all that He commands us. And then we will see the raham, the compassion of Almighty Yahweh. He wants to show us this raham, His compassion, His mercies that are full of tenderness and kindness. He understands our oppression and depression. And He is there to show us His tender mercies in the midst of all of our afflictions and in the midst of all of our trials. He wants to show us how this deep ahava, this deep love that He has for us, that is what compassion is. It's beyond the expression of verbiage that we speak from our mouths. So Yah says, when you return back unto my words and you began to obey me, I'm going to bring you all back to that mind. The mind that pleased Yah, that Yahshua had. And there shall be no curse in the midst of Israel. The curse of the stole shall not be upon you. And then you shall see the wealth of my raham, my compassion upon you. Even though we have sinned, Yah, He tells us to return back to His words. Even though we have fallen short, He says to us, return back to my words. Go back and obey. But I've been rebellious. I have disregarded what you commanded me, Yah. But He commands us, when you go back and obey my words, when you obey with all of your love, then you will see the unveiling of my raham, my compassion upon you, Israel. You will sense this great mercy that I have for you. You will understand that I am sympathetic toward you. I'm sympathetic toward your concerns, toward your needs. I will take care of all of those things because it is my deep affection and my deep ahava that I have for Israel. And nowhere in scripture is that laws. For He shall return to His house and bring them back to the fullness of the stature that He ordained in Abraham. For His seed shall be blessed, and they shall bless the nations of the world, the seed of Almighty Yah. Where we have failed, brothers and sisters, we have gone astray. We have turned our minds over unto forms of worship. And we have not gone back to our first love. For Yahweh is our first love. He is the one that has deep compassion for us. And His compassion for us is deeper than any verbiage can express. So He uses the Hebrew word raham, that there's a deep love for Israel. There's a deep love that He has for Israel. And the enemy will do all he can to try to dispute that. But Yah has a deep love for Israel. His word to you is to return back to the living Torah and love it from the depths of your hearts. Just have a great passion for the Torah of Almighty Yahweh. And then you shall see the power and the strength of His Raham, of His great Ahava that He has toward Israel. His tender affection, His tenderness toward us. Yah is tender toward Israel. My brothers and sisters, there are sins that we have committed that we ought to have been cut off. But because of His tenderness toward Israel and His great Raham, His compassion, there is a deep devotion that He has for Israel. There's a love that cannot be expressed in the generic terms that we use because the language is not pure. And the only way He can express that unto us is that His raham, His compassion, His tenderness, His mercies toward us, His consciousness toward Israel, even though we have sinned, even though we have fallen short, even though our minds have been captivated by the spirit of Mizraim, He wants us to understand that His compassion for Israel has not been changed or altered. He has not forsaken or given up on Israel, because He is going to bring them to the fullness of His strength, and they are going to trust in every word. That is why He has revealed the secret things unto us, those things that were hidden in the power of the word. He revealed that unto Israel in the power of the life and the birth, the death of Yahshua HaMashiach. For Yah so loved, He so raham, He had such compassion for Israel that He gave Yahshua to die for our sins. Hallelujah. All He wants us to do is return back to the living words. Return back to HaMashiach. Where we have fallen into sin, return back to the word of Yah. But I have gone astray, return back. I don't feel worthy, turn back. I feel distant, turn back. My mind seems as though it's segregated from Yah. Turn back to the word of Yahweh. That is what He wants us to do. For in that you shall find Israel, Raham of Yah. You will find the cleansing of your sins in the Torah of Yah. You will find the abundance of the mercies of Yahweh in the Torah of Yah. You will find the deep Ahava, His deep devotion and His deep love toward you in His Torah. All He wants us to do is return back. Return our minds back to the disciplines of His Mishrah, His government. The enemy wants to keep our minds away from that. But Yah said, return back. Come back to this living truth. But I've gone and walked away, Yah. He says, return back. Give your mind back unto the discipline, the guidance of the Torah of Yah. You shall see His great devotion and His great love toward you. And this compassion, this raham, it is so full of mercies. It's so full of the tenderness and the kindness of Yahweh. He is tender toward Israel because we are the tender branch of Almighty Yahweh. We are the tender branch of Yahweh. His tenderness toward us, it is not something that is superficial or false. It is real, my brothers and sisters. It is real, and Yah wants us to understand that. Even Kepha, Peter, he says this. Listen, turn quickly in First Peter chapter 3 and verse 8. As he speaks unto the Kedushims, the people of Yah, he exhort them that we walk in the agreement of the Ichah, the oneness of Yahweh, and Yahshua the Lamb. And Kepha says in First Kepha chapter 3 verse 8. He says, finally, be you all of ichat, or one mind, having compassion one of another, ahava as Israelite brothers, or the seed of Israel, be tender of heart, of love, and be courteous, friendly, and kind, one unto another. So he speaks this from the breath and the leading of Yah, that we, the compassionate, Raham, have a deep affection for one another, a deep mercy, because this is the true Ruach of Yah. This is the Spirit of Yah. It is the true Spirit of Yah. We have a deep compassion one for another. When the compassion of Yah shines forth out of Israel, and we are courteous, we are kind and friendly one unto another. For Yahshua says, a servant knows not what his master does. He said, but I call you friends, that you may know what I am doing, that the secret things of Yahweh are revealed unto Israel, for you and your sons and daughters to know the very power of this one that has elected you by his sovereign choice, by his own compassion, his raham. The scripture is very clear on that. And we must be compassionate. We must have the raham. There must be a deep ahava for Israel. There must be a kindness of mercy for Israel. There must be a tenderness for Israel. That is why Yahshua commands us to love Yah with all of our love, our mind, strength, and our bodies, and to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. As we have compassion upon ourselves, the Raham of Yah, we must show that unto our brothers and sisters, those that are of the true seed of Israel, our Israelite brothers and our sisters. What they have sinned against you, so have we sinned against Yahweh. So have we gone against the perfect Torah of Almighty Yahweh. He says, as I've had compassion on you, then those that are other Bayit of Israel, we must, brothers and sisters, hallelujah. Because it is the sure seed and the sign of Yahweh and the power of Yahshua dwelling in us, that this is the witness that we are the sons and daughters of Israel. We have been purchased by the blood of Yahshua. There's great evidence, as Yah even expressed unto us, our own conditions, and yet the way that we have walked contrary against him, his Raham has not changed, as David expressed in Tehillim, Psalms 78. I want to begin reading in verse 31. David says here in Psalm 78, verse 31, he says, the wrath of Yahweh came upon them. He's talking about Israel. For they were rebellious. They had begun to walk in contradiction against Yahweh in their sins, rebelliousness. And Yah, he slew the fattest, or the most satisfied of them. And he smote down the chosen men of Israel. Those that had the ability to direct, those that had the election of Yah, he took them out of the way. And the reason he took them out of the way, because he had to bring havoc upon the remnant of the seed. So he removed them. For all this, they sinned still. They transgressed the Torah. Even when Yah shows his correction, his rod upon us, yet we still sinned. There ought not to be a practice of rebelliousness or sin against Yah. That's why we must always, brothers and sisters, return back to the word of Yahweh and hear what the Ruach speaks unto us. And they believe not his wonderful words. Therefore their days did he, Yah, consume in vanity. Their days did he consume in vanity. And their years in trouble. When he slew them, then they sought him. And they return, or they show teshuvah, repentance, and they inquired early after Yahweh. And they remember that Yahweh was their rock, and that the Most High and their Redeemer. Nevertheless, they did flatter him with their mouths. They speak volume from their mouths and say they love Yah, yet their hearts are far from him. They say that he is their delight, but their actions do not prove that. And they lied to him with their tongues. We have never done that, have we? He is speaking of us here in this identity. We have lied to him with our tongue. Let us not be arrogant and proud and say, this is not me. What, is this not Israel? Did he not bring us out of Mizraim? Has he not brought us out of the bondage of the wickedness of the world? Yet we rejoiced and said we loved him, and you're great and you're wonderful. And yet there were lies that came out of our tongue unto Yahweh. For their love was not right with him, neither were they steadfast in the breach of the covenant of Almighty Yah. But I love this. I love all the correction. But Yahweh, being full of raham, of compassion, of his deep tenderness, his love, his mercies, his compassion toward us. But Yah being full of compassion, raham, being full of it. I'm glad he's full of his compassion instead of full of his wrath. Hallelujah. But Yah being full of compassion, for the description here fits us all. We have spoken things of great flattery, yet our tongues have spewed lies of testimonies and confession before Almighty Yahweh. But Yah. I like that part, but. Hallelujah. But Yah, being full, not partial, but he was full of his raham, his deep devotion, his love toward Israel, being full of compassion, forgave their perilousness, their iniquities, and destroyed them not. Yes, many a time turned he his anger away, and he did not stir up his wrath. There have been many times he turned his anger away from me and for you. There have been many times he has turned away from his wrath, and it's because of his raham toward us. Full of compassion, although we have spoken flattery, we have said things that we believe impress him, but he knows the love of man. He knows our hearts, and I'm glad he does. It's only because of the fullness of his raham, his compassion. And yet because he was full of his compassion, he did not destroy Israel. He did not remove you, but he forgave us of our iniquity. Our practices that cause our minds to be separated from him. It was only the compassion of Yahweh, and that compassion is evident in Yahshua the Lamb. You cannot deny Yahshua. Without Yahshua, there is no power of the Raham of Yah. There is no power of the living Raham or the compassion, his deep love for Israel. For Yah so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. In that deep compassion, his love for us, that we would not be destroyed, but there would be an offering for our iniquities, torolessness ways that were abominable and full of our own corrupt, depraved activities. But because of the fullness of his compassion, I'm glad that he stays full of his raham. It is one thing I don't like for a vehicle to be on a half or a tank or a third. I like to see the full tank at all time. I really do. I don't like a third of a tank. I don't like a half of a tank. I like full tank. And Yah, because of the fullness of his raham, of his deep love for us, Israel, of the abundance of his mercies, he forgave us of our iniquitous ways. He forgave us of our iniquity, and he did not destroy us. He did not bring us down to the gate of hell. He forgave Israel's iniquity, that's us, and He did not destroy us. There were times in our own minds, in our own thoughts, that we knew that we were worthy of death. Yet because of the fullness of Yah's mercies, He did not destroy you. Even though our iniquitous ways separated our minds from turning to the word of Yah, when we turned to ways that were iniquitous, it was the fullness of His raham, His compassion, because He has elected Israel, brothers and sisters. It is not by someone else's choice, it's by Yahweh's choice. It's evident in Scripture. Whether I declared or tell you this, it makes no difference at all. It's there. Whether this revealed simplicity of truth is revealed unto you, it shall be revealed unto you in your obedience unto His living promise, Yahshua the Lamb. We must obey Yahshua. He speaks unto us the bosom of His Abba. You cannot understand the compassion of Yahweh without the knowledge and the truth of Yahshua. For He is the fullness of that compassion. He is the depth of that great love of Almighty Yahweh. How can you ever understand that without Yahshua? You never can. That's why He must be real. Yahshua cannot be some kind of victorious thing in our minds or some concept. He cannot be some kind of concept, but He must be real. For He is the life. He is the power of Almighty Yah living among men. Hallelujah. His fullness of compassion has not destroyed us. The fullness of His raham has not brought us down to the gate of darkness and hell. The fullness of His compassion has caused our minds to go back to the one that delivered us from the great afflictions and bondage that we found ourselves in. We could not deliver ourselves. We were looking for a way out, could not find one. It was the fullness of His raham, His deep love, because that deep mercy came looking for you. And it found you. What did it find us in? Every kind of a sinful, wicked practice that is imaginable unto men. We had gone after the god of our belly, after strange spirits that had drew us away from the power of the living word, but because of the fullness of His compassion, He did not destroy us. And I'm glad about that. Because of the fullness of His compassion, He being full of compassion, He forgives our iniquity and destroyed us not. Yes, many a time turned He His anger away. And we have caused His anger to be kindled. I know I have. We have caused the anger of Yah, His Af, to be kindled. And because of His compassion, He turned that away. Because of His Raham, He turned His wrath and His indignation away because of His deep felt compassion for you, Israel. For us, He turned it away. He said, I will not consume them. I will turn it away. And did not stir up all His wrath. When Yah pours out His wrath, the heavens, the earth, is going to be consumed. It's going to be destroyed and desolated. But because of His compassion for Israel, and our failures, our sin, and even in our testimony of false testifying, as Evangelist Home would say, test a lie. Yet Yah, because of His full compassion, His raham, we must understand that. He wants us to understand that aspect of Him. That His compassion, His raham is great. And there are countless scriptures that deals with the raham of Almighty Yahweh. Not only does it deal with His raham, but His hamal. And that His pity toward us. He pities us, His hamal. He pities us and He cares for us in pity. I'm simply dealing with the raham. There are many aspects of the compassion of Yahweh. It's in the book as well, my brothers and sisters. He hath revealed these simple secret things unto us. His hamal toward us, it is of great pity. It is of one that is of concern. And he pities Israel. And not only does he pity us, but it is a pity of compassion. He looks upon us and say, ah, how sad they are. But I pity them because they're mine. This is where my covenant life, my Brit, or the power of the assurance of whom I am, it is in Israel. Because of the fullness of his compassion, I bless him for that. Then the seed of Israel is not consumed. Because if it wasn't for the fullness of his raham, we all would be consumed. There would not be one kindling worth left of any of us. You cannot kindle a decent fire because he will consume us all. For we have all sinned and turned away from the Torah of Yah and the power of his truth. And so we barak him. And that is the blessings of our mouth, our lips. That is what the barak of Yah is. It is the life of blessings that goes out unto him out of our lips. So we bless him. We tota Yah. We see hallelujah. So we barak him for the fullness of his compassion toward Israel. Because if it was not for that, we would all be consumed. We will all be walking in the midst of darkness. We will all be void of light. But it's the fullness of his compassion that his wrath was not poured out in a full measure upon us. Look at this. Verse 39. Ah, this makes my left weep here. For he remembered that they were but flesh. He remembered. He said, my, nothing but flesh. And he knows that there is no tov, nothing wonderful that dwells in the flesh. He remembers that we are flesh and weakly immortal of things. He remembered, my, he was brought back to what we were and what we are. He said, they are nothing but flesh. He remembered that they were but flesh. A wind that pass away and come not again. When the ruach of life pass away, we don't come again in this form. And Yah says, if I take them out, then they will not have that wind, that ruach in them, to bring them unto the breath of life that I speak unto them. And the only thing that caused me to be conscious of that, I know that they are flesh. They're weak. And we are weak. He said, I know that they are shallow. And I know that they need strength. And so in order to strengthen us, then he must feed us the whole day of bread. We must eat the whole word, Yeshua. We must eat the whole stroll, Yeshua. Well, Pastor Roberts, it is bitter in my mouth. And it goes down with such bitterness. But my brothers and sisters, it may be bitter. But I tell you, when it dissolves in the belly, it is a sweet savoring power that began to flow from you. It began to yield forth for the fruit of life in us. It began to create the abundance of life in the inward parts. That's why the word of Yah must be declared unto us, that it cause our minds to return and to remember what the book says. We cannot go for a tangent or path that will not lead us to his bosom or to the power of his raham. And so he speaks unto Israel, and he speaks unto us by living word today in sun-dry times. He spoke unto Israel by the Nobis and by those seers and messengers. And now he speaks to us in a more excellent way. He speaks to us by the living word, Yeshua. And that is excellent, Israel. What a great compassion that he speaks to us that way. That this word, when he speaks, it is the word of life. It is not a dead word, it's the word of life. Even when our iniquitous ways rise up against it, it destroys it. Why? Because it is the compassion of Almighty Yahweh. He has shown us the fullness of His deep love toward us. And His compassion, His care toward us. I'm glad of that. I'm glad of that. I'm glad that He's reminded us that I'm flesh. I'm frail. I get weak. My mind will be overtaken by doubts. I began to wonder. I began to question things in my own thoughts. Yah says, I remember that you're nothing but flesh. And the reason I did not destroy you, because I know you as a passing wind, O Ruach. And if I destroy you, then the wind will not pass again. You will not pass by my presence again. So I will not pour out my wrath upon you, Yisrael. And the reason why, because of my compassion toward you, I am glad that He has shown unto Yisrael a great fullness of His compassion. Is Raham. I'm glad of that, brothers and sisters. I'm glad that He has shown unto us His Hamal, His pity toward us. Hallelujah. I'm glad that He has shown us this pity. He has shown us this tenderness. He has shown us this compassion and to have pity upon me. I'm glad of that. I'm glad of that. For the word of Yah speaks unto Yisrael. He speaks to us. This word is to condition us. Condition us that we can receive what He speaks unto us. It prepares us. It elevates us. It makes us strong. It makes us formidable against the enemy of hell, against the one that works iniquity. And gives us the power and the strength to pursue the right path that He has led us down by the revelation and the revealing of Yahshua unto us. Yahshua has been revealed unto true Israel. Those that deny Him, they are not the seed of Israel. He has shown the fullness of His compassion. Yahshua is the fullness of the Word of Yah. He is not the partial of the Word of Yah. He is the fullness of the Word of Yah. We find the Raham, the compassion of Yah, in His word. It is for Israel. Bless Yah that He realized that we are nothing but flesh. You know, sometimes we forget that that's what we are, don't we? And so we don't walk in the strength of Yah. We tend to walk in the superficial strength. Hallelujah. But Yah reminds us of that. That's why He allowed and He permitted Israel to go through the afflictions and great trials. To let you know, you have no power of your own. It is all of Yah. And Yahweh wants us to recognize Him for that. He wants us. So that's why He suffered those things that come against us and to try us. That He may prove Himself without a shadow of a doubt unto Israel. He proves Himself daily to us, brothers and sisters. Every time you breathe, He's proving Himself. Every time you walk out in the midst of the air, Yah's proving Himself unto you. He wants you to recognize that and give Him total for that. Shaul speaks unto the election of the assembly there in Romans chapter 9. There's nothing. He, as he began to speak to those that objected to the sovereign election of Yah, that question what Yah has done, His conduct, that He may exercise mercy and justice upon whom He will. It says in Romans 9:14. Hallelujah. Yahu says, what shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness within Yahweh? He says, let it be not. It cannot be that there is unrighteousness in Yah. For Yahweh says to Moshe, this is profound here, brothers and sisters. He spoke this unto Moshe. He said, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have raham, compassion, on whom I will have compassion upon. So then it is not within reach of him that wishes, nor of him that strive in the flesh to be Israel, but
of Yahweh that shows mercy. It is not those that wish to be saved, want to walk right, but it is Yahweh's Raham, His mercies, His tenderness, that He has elected and chosen Israel, and those that are Israel. Yahweh has no unrighteousness in Him. He show His compassion on whom He wants to. He doesn't show it on all brothers and sisters. He showed on whom He will. And when a nation and a people pursue the living Torah of Yah, He will show mercy and compassion upon them. When a nation and a people will not pursue the power of Torah, He will not show that mercy. He will not show His compassion. And so Shaul speaks to the debaters. Is it not Yah that shows mercy on whom He wants to? There's one there and there's you. Your sins are more atrocious than the one that is a sinner. And Yah says, I choose you to show Raham upon. Your tears were not like that one's, but it is my sovereign election. Do you all hear that? It was not by your expression. It is an expression of His full compassion. His Raham. There you are beside one, and one their tears are greater, and yet there is no deliverance. And yet He said, I deliver you. I deliver Israel. He says in verse 17 of Romans 9:17, for the scripture says to Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised you up, that I may show my power in you, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. You tell me, Yah raise up this man, that he will destroy and desecrate the power of His kingdom. He raised him up for that. And yet He raised up one by the name of Moshe, that he will be the one that will bring deliverance or speak the word of deliverance unto Israel to show the full compassion of Yah. He showed mercy on Israel and He brought death upon Pharaoh. He showed compassion upon Israel, and by His sovereign election, He brought death upon Pharaoh. Israel sinned. They worshiped Dagon and gods, and yet He withheld His wrath from them. Yet He poured out His wrath upon Pharaoh. He did not destroy Israel. Not even the bones of Yosef was left there. He brought everything out. He brought them out. And yet He brought Pharaoh. He raised them up to bring honor upon His name. Not to show Him any mercies. To bring death in the midst of His house. His firstborns and the firstborn of Mizraim. And the plagues plagued the land. And yet in the midst of that, He showed mercy on a people. He showed the fullness of His Raham, His compassion upon a people. For what? That we may understand. It is not what one man wishes or what one desires. It is the election of Almighty Yahweh and His Raham, His compassion that He shows to this one that He does not show to that one. It is the Raham of Yah that He pour upon a people that He does not pour upon the other people. That is His sovereign power, His choice, and His election. And He wants us to know no man. No man will dictate to me. And the gods are damned because they cannot speak the language that I speak. The scripture teaches us this. It's not your mother elected you or your father, your avat, your ayma. This is Yah that has done the election, Israel. For what? To show the fullness of His compassion. Hallelujah. Why does He show that? Who doesn't love compassion? Come on. Even the hardest and the most ardent of us, we still like compassion. We may not know how to express it. There are those that know how to express and compassion and things better than others. They really do. Hallelujah. And they have the ability to verbalize it. And not only that, but the touch. He touched us all, did He not? And when He touched me, He changed my life. And there are those that have the ability that can do that in a greater fashion than others. That's just the truth. Hallelujah. And there are those that do not have the ability to express that kind of warmth and that kind of quality of a deep love, that it almost make one feels funny when someone expressed that. You got quiet on me, didn't you? You must have experienced that in some form. Hallelujah. You don't know how to respond to it. You don't know because it is so awesome, if I must use that. It is so awesome, the tenderness of it. We don't even know how to respond when Yah shows us the fullness of His compassion. We almost like giddy children. We don't know how to react to that. Now don't think of yourself as being grown that you know how to do it. We don't know how to do it. Hallelujah. So that's why He had to temper us with the visitation from Him, Yahshua. And that he could be touched by all the infirmities that we bear. That we will have no reason to say, yeah, show me some compassion. He shows us His raham daily, brothers. His mercies are so great toward Israel. Hallelujah. We can't even think of where our minds and our thoughts have wandered today. And yet the compassion of Yahweh. Hallelujah. He sees everything. He knows everything. And He is everything our minds think. He knows it all. And that is the truth. And sometimes our mind, many times, they wander in places they ought not to be. Hallelujah. It is the truth, my sister. Hallelujah. But Yah has great confidence in His election. That's why He elected you. He has great confidence. Hallelujah. He has great confidence in His election. That's why He tells you to make your calling and your election. Make sure that it's the sure one, for He is the one that has elected you, my brothers and sisters. He has shown us this great raham, that we may have great confidence in Him. Look what Scripture says in Micah, chapter 7, and verse 18. Hallelujah. I do hope that this inspires you tonight. I said, tell the margin that I will go and then hit it and move on out of the way. Hallelujah. And that's what I'm going to do tonight. Micah, chapter 7, verse 18. This is our sure confidence in Yahweh. Who is a mighty one like you, Almighty Yah? Who is mighty like Yah? No one. Look what He does. He pardons iniquity. Does He not pardon our iniquity? Do you understand what a pardon is? The slate is clean. There's no remembrance. It cannot be conjured up again. So when one gets a pardon, they're free from the penalty of death or whatever the consequences are. Their name, there's no record of it. No record at all. And so as we sit here today, our iniquity has been pardoned by Yah. And He passed by the transgression of the remnant of His heritage. You tell me we are the remnant of the heritage of Yah. I won't fight against that. I love to be included into this category. He retained not His anger forever. Bless Yah for that. Because He delights in His raham. He delights in compassion. Ah, how beautiful that is. You mean you delight in compassion, Yah? He delights, He takes great pleasure in showing Israel His deep love for them. He delights in mercy. He will return again. He will have compassion, raham, upon us. Who is the us? Well, it is the I, you, me. He will have raham. He will have compassion on Israel. He has forgiven your iniquity. Pardon that. You know that it is His compassion. Only compassion can cause one to do that. Even in our natural life, in our natural battles, when one does something to us, it is only the compassion that causes us to pardon them, but whereby there is even no mentioning or no thought of the transgression that one has done.
Not only that, He will subdue, He will take control over our iniquities, and He will cast, and you will cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. My, what a great reprieval for us. That is one thing that man cannot get to the depth of, and that's the depth of the sea. He can go down so far and he can take his oxygen, but when he gets down to the depths, he cannot survive. And that's where Yah said he has cast all of our sins to the depth of the sea. And we don't know how the depth or how deep it is. But he has cast our sins whereby no man can go and draw them up because they can't get down to the depths of the sea and they cannot draw them up again. Neither can you. That's the fullness of his compassion, his raham toward Israel. He will have compassion. Not that he might. He will have compassion. His raham upon us, upon Israel. He's going to subdue our iniquities. Verse 20. You, Yahweh, will perform the truth, the Torah of Yaakov, and the mercies of Abraham, which you have sworn to our avot from the days of old. He is committed, my brothers and sisters. He must perform what he has sworn unto Abraham. Yaakov, he must perform it. So that's why the fullness of his compassion, his raham, his deep love toward us, he wants us to sense that. We have the sense of this tremendous oppressing of our iniquity pressing upon us. Yah says he will subdue it. He wants us to know that his compassion will subdue that. When our minds burden us down with the sin of our thoughts, he wants us to understand that he will cast them to the depths of the sea. All he wants you to do is turn your mind to him, and that you may see his raham, his compassion. Not trying to turn your mind to some remedy, turn it unto him because he's the remedy. Yeshua is the remedy for all things, and there's no remedy without Yeshua. You're not going to find consolation without Yeshua. You're not going to find a mind of shalom without Yeshua. It's not coming, brothers and sisters. We must turn unto him. And this is our sure confidence in him, that he will pardon our iniquities. He will subdue our iniquities. He will pass by our transgressions, my brothers and sisters. And he will show compassion, raham, unto us. He will show us a great compassion. A great deep love, one that is full of tender mercies and gentleness, one that is sympathetic toward us, and one that the conscience is upon his house and his seed. He will show us that, brothers and sisters, he will. Yeshua is that Kohen, that priest, the one whereby Yah shows us the abundance of his compassion in. Even though the Kohen, the priests, even in their continuous offerings and sacrifices, it cannot reveal unto Israel the fullness of Yah's compassion. Only Yeshua could do that. For Yah so loved the world. I want to read this in Ibram, in Hebrews chapter 5. Hebrews 5:1. It says this. For every Kohen Kadol took from among men is ordained for men in things pertaining to Yah. So every Kohen, every high priest, he is ordained for man by Yah, that he will deal with the things that pertain unto man, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sin. Verse 2, who can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way, for that he, listen, Yeshua himself is also compassed
with infirmities. He bore our infirmities in His physical body, brothers and sisters. And only Yahshua, only He can show us the fullness of this compassion of Yah. The Kohen, they offer up the sacrifices and the offering, and Israel went back and sinned. And every year they had to come and be purged of that sin. And yet Yahshua, we in all of our ignorance, He has shown us the fullness of the Raham, the compassion of Yah. And we have done things ignorantly. We have done things without the knowledge. We have done things thinking we are doing right, and then they were wrong. And yet this Kohen Gadol, this Yahshua, for the offerings that He offered unto Yah, of the fullness of His compassion, whereby the Kohen, the priest, did not have the depth of that. And Yahshua is the living depth of the compassion of Yah. Even in our ignorance, that Yah, He once winked at us in all of our ignorance, is to say that He simply knew that we were ignorant, because He remembered that we were but flesh. But yet the fullness of His compassion was not abated or done away with. He sent forth the fullness of that compassion in a time of great ignorance, when we did not even know the power of Yah. Yahshua, He bore the infirmities and our iniquity in that body, that to say to us, this is the compassion of Yah, that I bear all of this. You don't have to bear any of it. I bear it for you. That's all right by me. That's wonderful when someone comes and just take the load away. Someone help you bear your load. That's beautiful. But when someone comes and say, give me that, I'll carry it. That's all right. That's all right, brothers and sisters. That's all right. And that is the compassion of Yah. He said, give it to me. I got it. Put it on Yahshua. He has it. We put it on Yahshua. He bears it. Hallelujah. And once we're free from all that bondage, makes us feel wonderful, don't we? We can almost jump up and shout on that. You're not bared down. You're not burdened down with the yokes of bondage. And you're free. Hallelujah. And then when you see the excellence of this compassion of Yah and Yahshua, as He bears these infirmities of ours, as He bore the iniquity of ours, it causes us to rejoice greatly and to dance in the Ru'ah and to shout, hallelujah. I thank Yah for Yahshua. Sure, that's what it does, brothers and sisters. It does that for Yisrael. It does that. The compassion of Yah, we are people that we walk in unclean ways, have we not? We have been leprous. We have our minds have been whitewashed by our own corrupting, our own sin. And yet the compassion of Yah, the fullness of His Raham, has not been deterred from us. For there's a prime example in Scripture, says in Marcus, Luke, and Mark's, in Mark chapter 1. I want to read this quickly, verse 40. It says in Marcus 1:40, and there came a leper to Yahshua, begging, beseeching Him, and He kneeling down to him and saying to him, if you will. He didn't ask him if he could. He said, if you will, you can make me clean. You can, yeah, you can cleanse us. He can cleanse our minds and cleanse us from all of our filthy ways. You're sure? He was moved with the Raham, the deep love of Yah. We were filthy. We were untouchables. Unclean, unclean. Hallelujah. Just like Yahushua, when He went before Yah, and when his robes were on, when they were filthy, He bore the filthiness of Israel. That's what we were unclean. And it was the compassion of Yah. We were leprous. We were segregated from the house of Israel. We have been thrust out. We were far from the mercy seat of Yah. And His compassion being full, He had mercy upon us in all of our filth, in all of our unrighteousness, and unclean ways. This is us here, brothers and sisters. This is not some metaphor. This is us here. We were unclean. And that's why Yahweh sent Yahshua. We were leprous. We were unclean. We were rejected by family, kinsmen, friends, and all. And the Scripture says, and Yahshua, having great or having Raham on them,
having compassion. He was moved with compassion. He put forth his hand. He put forth his hands, did he? They were driven by those nails and that stake. That our sins were raised up to say who can hold them and charge them for their sins. For Yeshua bears them in his body. He put forth his hand, he touched him, and saying to him, I will. Yah speaks to us tonight. He says to us, I will. I will be compassionate. I will. What Yah speaks to us tonight. He says, I will. Come on, my brothers and sisters, be you cleaned. Be you cleaned. Be cleansed. Let the word of Yah cleanse you. Let the compassion of Yah cleanse your heart and remove away the stones or the stony implements that have filled your heart. Come on, be clean tonight. Yah shows us his compassion, his roham. You are the elect seed of Israel. You may not look like it, but the roham of Yah, his compassion is upon Israel. Yes, we have sinned. Yes, we are full of leprosy. Yes, we are so filthy that Yah doesn't want to touch us. But his compassion, Yeshua says, be you cleansed. I am touched by your infirmities. I bore them. I know them. I know you're nothing but flesh. That's why I paid the price, to show you the fullness of the compassion of Yahweh. He wants you to be cleansed. Hallelujah. He wants that. He showed him compassion. And Pastor Roberts, that's not in the old covenant. Sure it is there. Yah has not changed. Yah says to us, Israel, he has set us in the midst of the nations. He has set Israel that men may know the mercies and the power of Almighty Yah. And would a man follow that, even what a man does what is right according to the Torah, Yah will bless him. Look what he says in Jeremiah. It says here in Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 12. I would have begun in verse 14. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is what Yahweh says against all my evil neighbors. Those that do not know Yah, those that question, those that reject his Torah. He says that touch the inheritance which I have caused my people Israel to inherit. He says, I've given my people an inheritance. And you evil people have touched it. Jeremiah 12:14. He said, you have touched it. And you should not have. That's why you cannot touch the set apart or the anointed of Yah. You cannot do them wrong. You cannot. He said, behold, I will pluck them out of their land and pluck the house or the bride of Yehuda from among them. It is one thing that even the Ruach or the house of Yehuda represents. I understand what Midi preached, the two houses. But what Yehuda represents, it is the birth of the spiritual laws of Yah that come forth out of Israel. Israel is Ikad, is one. He says, even the bite of Yehuda from among them. Verse 15, and it shall come to pass, after that I have plucked them out, Yah says, I will return. And I will have raham, compassion, upon them. And I will bring them again, every man, bless you, Yah, to his heritage. And every man to his land. Yahweh says, and it shall come to pass, if they will diligently learn the ways of who? My people. If those that are estranged from Israel, if they will learn the ways of Yahweh's people, if they will diligently learn the ways of my people to swear or to commit to the oath by my name, Yahweh lives, as they taught my people to swear by Baal, as we have learned to swear by the Lord Jesus Christ, or declare our constitution in Jesus Christ. Now we teach them to declare the name of Yeshua, for that is the power of Yah. Look what he says. Then shall they be rebuilt in the midst of my people. I will even rebuild them. But if they will not obey, I will utterly, now look what he's going to do to them. I will utterly pluck up and destroy that nation, says Yah. And yet upon his elect, his compassion and the fullness of that prevents him from destroying us, brothers and sisters. Yahweh, he loves his assembly. He has a great ahava for his assembly. He said, those that do not know me would hear and diligently learn from my people how to serve me, how to honor me. For they have taught my people how to declare the name of Baal, Lord. Or they declare it everywhere. I love the Lord. I love the Lord. We've all done that. He said, then they will swear by my name that Ahavayah. We will sing Hallelujah. We will declare his name. He said, then I will rebuild that people. This nation shall never be rebuilt. Because they will not hear what the people of Yahweh, my people, what Yah says, that we declare or we commit our oath unto his name. And because it will not do it, this nation will never be rebuilt. It can never. And that is the truth. He tells us in the 49th chapter of Jeshaya. He says this in verse 13. Sing, O Hashemayim, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth. He says, and break forth into singing, O mountains, for Yahweh has comforted his people and will have raham, mercy. That is what mercy is, the raham. It is the compassion of Yah, raham. I have done the research, brothers and sisters. It is expressed the same way, raham. He will have mercy upon his knee, his afflicted. Those that are poor, those that are humble, and those that are wretched. We are the afflicted of Yah. And he will have compassion upon us. So he even tells the heavens to sing. He even tells the Hashemayim to break forth in singing. For he is going to cause his people to receive their heritage. They shall be restored. Yisrael shall be regathered. And when Yisrael, when they come in the fullness of the knowledge of Yeshua, that even the earth is going to shout and sing with a great resonation of joy from Yah. He said, but Tizayan said, Yahweh has, Azab has forsaken me. And my sovereign Yah has forgotten me. Yahweh says, can a woman, can an Isha, forget her suckling child? You mothers that are sucking, your babies cry, you run. Can a mother forget her suckling child? Not an Iman. A pig will eat theirs, but not an Iman. Can a mother forget her suckling child? I love this. Come on, you mothers, you have again your suckling young'uns. You watched them when they were in the crib. You looked at them when they were asleep. Your eyes peered every so often. Can an Ima forget her suckling child? That she should not have raham upon the son of her womb? Can an Ima forget that? He says, yes, they may forget. We have forgotten Yah, right? Come on, brothers and sisters, we forget him in our everyday activity, don't we? But I love this part. Yet, he says, I will not forget you. That's all right. If I get nothing out of this tonight, he says, yet, you forgot me. You forgot me. Come on, my brothers and sisters. We might as well be honest with ourselves. He said, you forgot me. He said, but that's all right. Yet, will I not forget you. I will not. You may lie down and forget me, but my mind is on you. You may not awaken in the morning with your thoughts on me. But you have slept and I have not forgotten you. He said, just as a mother cannot forget a suckling child, I cannot forget you that suck from the milk
because you're yet flesh and you're babes. I cannot forget Israel. This damnable doctrine, replacement doctrine, it is a lie from hell. He cannot forget Israel. He cannot. He said, I will not forget you. I will not forget you, Israel. You forgot me, but I will not forget you. He said, behold, I have graved you upon the palm of my hand. Do you all hear that? Come on, brothers and sisters. I don't think we read those simple words. I bless you all for opening up simple things to me. He said, I have graved you in the palm of my hand. Your walls are continually before me. I'm going to build you up in the strength of Yeshua. He said, I got your name there, and I can't forget it. I marvel and I look at it all the time. I've been grave you, Israel. You're in the palm of my hand. I got you. You're in my right hand, Yeshua. Hallelujah. You're covered by the blood. We have forgotten him and many of his wonderful deeds he has done unto us. But I say to you, Israel, Yah says, he has graved you in the palm of his hand. He shall not forget you. Hallelujah. So whatever your afflictions may be, you have been tried by. Know the fullness of his raham, his compassion is all that you need. May Yah strengthen you tonight. May he bless you all that are listening. May you hear the word of Yah and be a great delight unto you and a strength unto you. I'm going to stop there. There are other scriptures, but I will stop there for now. All right? Is that all right? Hallelujah. So don't forget that. He has not forgotten you, brothers and sisters. You may feel that at times, don't you? But he has not forgotten you. Because he has caused afflictions to come upon you to let you know he hasn't forgotten you. He has engraved you. That's all right. If you don't remember any scripture, remember that one. Write it down somewhere. He has engraved Israel in the palm of his hand. Yeshua at the right hand of Yah. Hallelujah. And he bore those scars in his hands. And Thomas, touch me, see, for they are there. For we are engraven in the hands of Yah. For his true word, Yeshua, has the sure sign of that seal. May he help us all. May he bless us all. May he cause us to be rich. May he cause his life to flow in us. Hallelujah. Let us love Yah. And we show him our great affection for him. And we keep his Torah. His Torah is truth. He has not done away with that, brothers and sisters. And although this Jezebel world teaches that it's wrong, it's a false doctrine. I've been a part of that. You have. And many. Israel, were they not a part of many false worship in Mizraim? And we were in Egypt. Not only physically, but our minds were captivated by Egypt. So he had to set us apart that he may open up and pour out this living water in us. Even in the midst of all that, he said, I hadn't forgot you. There were many that came out of Mizraim, wasn't it? But he killed them by the tens of thousands. There was a remnant of the seed that came forth that shall produce, and it has produced, the very living word of Yah, Yeshua. So he's going to save a remnant of the elect woman. He's going to save a remnant of that seed, for he must do it for his oath with Abraham and Yitzhak and Yaakov. All Israel shall be saved. All Israel. Oh, Israel. Oh, Israel. May he enrich you all, your friends and listeners that are listening tonight. May he strengthen you all. May he bless you all. In Yeshua's mighty name.